and begged her mother to ring up her cousins and say she couldn't go after all. And the rush of longing she had had to be sitting on the veranda of their forsaken upcountry home, listening to the baby owls crying, "More pork!" in the moonlight, was changed to a rush of joy so sweet that it was hard to bear alone. She clutched her fan and, gazing at the gleaming golden floor, the azaleas, the lanterns, the stage at one end with its red carpet and gilt chairs, and the band in a corner, she thought breathlessly, "How heavenly! How simply heavenly!" All the girls stood grouped together at one side of the doors, the men at the other, and the chaperones in dark dresses, smiling rather foolishly, walked with little careful steps over the polished floor towards the stage. "This is my little country cousin, Layla. Be nice to her. Find her partners. She's under my wing," said Meg, going up to one girl after another. Strange faces smiled at Layla, sweetly, vaguely. Strange voices answered, "Of course, my dear." But Layla felt the girls didn't really see her. They were looking towards the men. Why didn't the men begin? What were they waiting for? There they stood, smoothing their gloves, patting their glossy hair and smiling among themselves.